Proclamation number 5891 of 1st of March, 1954. Forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. There is no sin so great that it would not find forgiveness with me if you humans demand forgiveness for it. All guilt will be taken from you if you demand to be released for the sake of Jesus Christ, if you submit the guilt to Him, who died for you on the cross. If you want to be redeemed by Him from your guilt of sin, He atoned for your guilt. He took it upon Himself and made satisfaction for it. You can therefore become free from all guilt of sin if you take the path to Him, who accomplished the act of salvation for you as a human being, whose love built the bridge between me and you, and who therefore may not be ignored if you want to attain forgiveness of your guilt. I demand the recognition of Jesus as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, because then you recognize me myself, with whom the man Jesus united himself. For I myself was in the man Jesus whose heart was full of love. Thus his love made the sacrifice for you, and this love was I myself. And love understands and forgives. Love wipes out all guilt. Love wants to save you and prepare for you all the blessings of heaven. Love is concerned about you because it wants to seize you in order to give you beatitude. Thus love will also not let a sinner fall, yet how long the sinner burdens himself with his guilt depends on his will. My infinite love, which wanted to suffer death on the cross for you as a human being in order to redeem your guilt of sin, will truly not shy away from the magnitude of the guilt. It was willing to die for everyone and therefore also redeems the greatest guilt if only the human being is willing to confess it to me myself as the Redeemer Jesus Christ and to appeal for forgiveness. For only those who acknowledge the Redeemer can be redeemed from their guilt. Who therefore place themselves under His cross and want to belong to those for whom the man Jesus died. And if your sins were as red as blood, I will wash you white as snow. All of you. Even those who are burdened with the heaviest guilt. Come to me in the confidence that your sins will be forgiven for my name's sake. Yet I will never be able to remove your guilt as long as you turn away from me, as long as you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ's act of salvation, for as long as you don't acknowledge me myself, who embodied myself as the man Jesus, who became a visible God for you as the Savior Jesus Christ. My fundamental substance is love, and love embodied itself in Jesus. Without love, the man Jesus would not have been able to accomplish the act of salvation. Thus it was I myself who died for you humans, for I myself was in the man Jesus because of His infinite love for you humans, because He knew you in the abyss from which He wanted to lift you up. Therefore He took the burden from you which again and again pressed you down, which did not allow you to walk the path upwards. He released you from this burden and thus the path to me was also free for you. Eternal love was able to accept you because the separating guilt had been taken away from you. Because it had found its atonement through the death of the cross. Therefore no sinner need fear eternal condemnation. For all guilt of sin is redeemed by Jesus Christ as soon as He is acknowledged as God's Son and Redeemer of the world. As well as the sinner acknowledges me myself through the acknowledgement of Jesus and my love now also accepts the greatest sinner and releases him from all guilt. Amen.